Quarterback Brian Hoyer, a native of North Olmsted and a St. Ignatius grad, is excited for the opportunity to start for the team that he grew up rooting for. Let's take a listen to his press conference.
This is no normal day. You know, how fired up are you?
Definitely excited. I talked to Chud yesterday, and this is the opportunity you practice for, you prepare for, and obviously I'm excited and just try to take advantage of it and give this team everything I got to help us get that first win.
You know, what sort of things ran through your mind as you contemplated going out there in your hometown?
What coverages Minnesota is going to run on Sunday, what blitzes they have. It's funny, you know, you get told that news and immediately that's all you think about is, you know, preparing. And, you know, even last night before I went to bed, I'm thinking about, game plan and what we can do to attack them and what they do to, present us some challenges. And your mind just is constantly thinking about it.
So when were you told?
Yesterday afternoon, yeah.
Okay. Brian, what was your start in Arizona like? Was it a whirlwind for you?
Yeah.
Did you have your feet on the ground? Is that a fair representation of what you can do or not?
That situation, I was at the point where I just needed to know what the offense was doing. I really didn't. You know, you look at the defense and the meetings and stuff, but I was more concerned about at least knowing the plays that we were going to run. So at least now I have a handle on this offense. I can focus on the defense. You know, the plays are coming in. They're plays I know, and I can study the defense more than I did that.
So would you say that was not a fair representation of what you can do?
Well, I mean, every time you go out, you know, you're putting your resume on the line. So I'm not going to – that's not an excuse. I still felt like I played, you know, pretty well against a tough defense who went to the Super Bowl. And when it comes down to it, I've said all along, you know, football's football, and sometimes you get some more advantages than you do, and it just depends on week in and week out. And obviously this week I'll get a full week of practice. I can study Minnesota, and that'll definitely be a big help.
How much do you think that one start helps going forward? Does it at all?
Yeah, it helps. I mean, you know that you've been there and done it before, and, you know, like Tony said, it's a little bit of a different circumstance. It was somewhere I'd only been 3 weeks, and you were focused on certain other things, but you know, you play football. It's a preseason game, a regular season game. Obviously, these mean more, but you're still going out there, and there's people coming to try to take your head off and, defending the passes and stuff like that. So, this is my fifth year, so I've played in games sparingly. I've only started one, but, I've gotten my fair share of getting in and playing against, some real defenses, and just excited about the opportunity and do whatever it takes to help this team win.
Playing behind Tom Brady and in that system and mm-hmm. for New England for 3 years, how does that develop you and, you know, prepare you for this moment?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think if anything, it's, kind of a mindset that I gained by being there, having a sense of urgency, attention to detail, the little things. And I think the little things help you take care of the big things. So whether that's preparation, studying, things like that, there's probably not a better guy to learn from. And, I really went in every day trying to take as much as I could out of that situation.
Brian, what do you bring to this this offense now that could jump start it? One touchdown, two
people. I don't know what I bring differently. I know I'm going to be myself. That's the thing that is most important to me. And what I can take from what I've learned over the years from guys like Tom, Bill O'Brien, obviously Norv, Chud, these guys here, and just kind of apply it to the offense. And I'm not going to change who I am. I'm just going to be myself, and I think, that'll be enough.
And then other than just knowing the offense more than you did when you started last year,
sure.
Does this feel like a different situation that they really say, Brian, you're the guy that we want to have?
Yeah, I mean, every situation is unique, you know, and this is one that when I came here, this is – what I came here for is to play. You don't come to be, just a guy. And I think anybody who plays this position in this league, they want to be out on the field. Unfortunately, there can only be one. It's not like there's four receivers or two tight ends or five linemen. There can only be one quarterback out there, and you want to be that guy. And if you don't have that drive, then you really don't belong. So, when Chud told me the news yesterday, I was excited. And you get anxious, and I think that shows that you really care about it, you know. And, you know, I forget who told me once, but, you know, I asked someone, do you still get nervous? Do you still get anxious, the player? And he goes, yeah, but I think that means that I really still care. You know, even 10 years in the league, I still get those butterflies, and I still care that much about the game, and I love this game. And, you know, that's how I feel right now. I wish we could go out and play the game right now. And it's exciting.
Have you personally questioned why you were listed third throughout the summer?
No, I mean, that's something that the coaches, that they make those decisions, and as a player, you just, you know, move along and do what's best for the team. I think that's part of being mentally tough is, you know, whatever's thrown at you, you know, you respond and you still do what's best for the team. And
you have, if you want to finish.
No, that's, I think that's my answer to that.
Apologies, but just from the standpoint, you've only had the one start, albeit a lot of preseason action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have to use Michigan State as a heavy reference point on what it's like to be a starting quarterback?
No, because I think once you do it, you know what it's like. It's like riding a bike, kind of. You know that you're going to be the guy who's going out there and taking that first snap, and you kind of just get back in the flow of things. And you know, obviously getting a whole week of preparation ahead of time. It's not like they're just springing this on me on Saturday night or, you know, Sunday morning. I know what's going to happen. I've started, you know, two seasons in the Big Ten plus a few, you know, games my sophomore year. I started last year. I've played a few full halves when I was in New England. So, like I said, football's football. You go out, you know, the play's called, you read the defense, and you react.
But on Michigan State, if I can follow on that, what kind of a quarterback did you think you were then, and what kind of a quantum leap have you taken in the 4 or 5 years since then?
I think any college kid thinks he's pretty good when you're starting at a Big Ten university, and then you come to the NFL and you learn you didn't know very much. You know, there's so much about football to be learned. You're constantly learning. You learn different systems, different defenses, what is good against certain things. And, you know, I'd say I'd learned more in my first year of the NFL than I ever did in the rest of my high school, college career, just because of the volume. There's 16 games. You're seeing different looks every game. You realize how much there really is going on.
Brian, can you talk? Can you put into words, you know, how much this means to you to start for your hometown team? How excited, you know, St. Ignatius must be about all of this,
yeah.
And just the whole hometown feel. And have you dreamt about this moment since you were young?
Yeah, I mean, like I said in training camp when I first got here and OTAs, when you dream of playing in the professional leagues, you dream of playing for your hometown team. So obviously that'll be something special. But really now it gets down to the business side of it, is of preparing. I don't think that'll hit me. It'll kind of, you know, when all is said and done, I'll kind of look back and think about it that way. But right now I'm just focused on doing what I can do to prepare and beat Minnesota.
Hey, Brian, how many times did you play in that stadium in high school?
Which one?
Brown Stadium.
Never.
No, they never played.
They didn't do it back then.
How many times did you go there?
When I played for the Patriots. Yeah.
Brian, do you feel like there's, like, minimal separation between the three of you guys throughout camp?
That's not for me to decide. For me, I'm concerned about me and what I can do. And obviously – we all help each other out, and I think you know, competition, you know, breeds, you know, the best in people, and I think we've all performed well, and you know, I'm, you know, fortunate enough to get this opportunity, and I'm going to try to take advantage of it.
How do players view it then, starting up? How do players view it when a player leapfrogs another on a depth chart?
I wouldn't be able to respond that for the other guys. I don't know. I just know what I feel about it, and for me, that's getting ready to play Minnesota.
Brian, can you address sort of what had to be kind of a low point for you when, after 3 years in New England, you got let go in the final cut?
Sure.
You know, everybody's got their roster set by that point.
Yeah.
You bounced around, and then to end up here starting a football game.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, this business is crazy. I think every one of you guys have seen crazy things, and last year what happened to me was just kind of an awkward situation, you know, and my agent had told me, look, you might have to wait a few weeks, you might have to wait a few months, but he's like, you know, at some point something's going to break for you, and it did, and however it led me back to here, this is where I am, and I'm excited to be here, and to get this opportunity is, you know, something that you prepare every day for.
Do you look at this like this is a chance to be, to prove that you can be a long-term guy and it's not just a spot start?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you get a chance to play, like I said before, you're putting yourself, your resume, you're building your resume, you're putting yourself out there. So you look at guys all around the league who've played a few games here or there, and now they're starters and they're doing a great job. So I think for me, you know, that's kind of in the back of my mind. For me, it's all about this week doing the best I can to prepare to help this team win.
The fourth preseason game in Chicago, after the game you kind of, business as usual, but when you look back at that, was that like the epitome of what you do? I mean, we know the circumstances of that game. There's nobody playing, and you had to play the whole game. And all
yeah,
that.
I mean, that's the job. You know, you prepare to play the whole game at any position, not just quarterback. Anybody on this team should be prepared to play a full 60 minutes, no matter if it's a preseason game or a regular season game. And, you know, that's my mindset always, and, you know, I'll take that with me this week, and obviously getting the chance to play only a few weeks ago, a full game, will definitely benefit me.
Hey, Brian, just to make so I understand clearly, the game in Arizona, did you not, when did they tell you you were starting that game? Was it not?
No, it was that week. It was because the previous week I had gone in the second half against Chicago, and then that Monday or whatever, they just said I was going to be the starter.
When you get cut by three, you know, by three teams in a short period of time, mm-hmm. does that rattle your confidence?
It is. It's tough. You know, for athletes, we're very proud people, and when someone's telling you you can't do something that you know you can do, it's difficult. But you just got to stay tough, mentally tough, and keep fighting.